We have a story in a fourth bowl of chicken soup that just touches my heart. It's about a little teenage girl dying of terminal leukemia, and she's laying in a bed withering away, and her parents are outside fretting over whether they can pay the bill. And she hears them, and she sits up in bed and says, "Mommy and Daddy, come here." And I said, "Sweetie, what is it?" I said, "You don't have to worry about paying the $38,000 hospital bill. I'll pay it." And I said, "You'll pay it? How are you paying it?" She says, "Well, you know, my little lammy that I love so much, I'll sell it." And I said, "Well, how do you do that?" She says, "Well, they got that youth 4-H auction coming up. I'll just sell it there." And on Saturday, she went to the youth auction and passed out because she'd been so debilitated by chemotherapy. On Sunday, she went back and she got to the auctioneer. But she really got to the auctioneer. She got to the man's soul and she got to the man's heart. And man started out selling her lamb for $2 a pound when lamb was going at $16. And it got bid up to $18, then $20, then $24. And then the person came up, they paid the money, and they gave the lamb back, and it went back into the auction. Because he just kept telling her that this girl's hospital bills need to get paid. And the final was that they'd sold the lamb for $42,000. The hospital bills were paid, and the people loved her so much that they gave the lamb back, and she died peacefully in the hospital. And that'd be great if that was the end of it. But that book was done by Hanuk and Melody McCarthy with us, and we love them so much. Hanuk is in Madison, Wisconsin, talking. And who shows up but the parents? And they say, in a girl's dying breath, she said, "Don't let my story be forgotten." And then somehow Hanuk and Melody, in their brilliant wisdom, found that story. And 16 family members came to their book signing, and they hugged them, and they kissed them, and they thanked them. You know, you can just keep improving your life by asking better and better questions. We're all vulnerable. And, you know, this whole thing of asking and receiving and not asking and not receiving, after you've listened to this program enough, I hope that you want to be a major, masterful asker. Our friend Dave Yoho is just a radiant sunbeam of light, energy, joy, happiness, exuberance. Is a lovely speaker, a great salesman and sales trainer. He said, "The most important question I ever asked that got me my first sales job, I was 15 years old. I was working during the summer for a building products company in a warehouse. I loaded and unloaded trucks. I had to lug heavy stuff all over the warehouse. I was sweaty, dirty, hard, ugly, painful work in the warehouse. After a while, I noticed there's another building, the office. Then I began to notice some important things about the office building. One was there was air conditioning. The people in there weren't sweaty and dirty. Second, there were women inside the office building. I thought that was probably a better place to be. So I go inside the office one day because I needed to use a toilet. As I'm walking out of the toilet, I overhear the general manager of the company and the sales manager having a discussion about a problem. Their best phone solicitor, who prospected on the phone for leads for salespeople, was sick. They're short of leads and are trying to figure out what they're going to do. When I overheard this conversation, I stopped in the hallway. I looked over at this guy, Ben Kramer, who today I affectionately call Uncle Ben, and said, "Ben?" He looked over and I said, "Why not let me do it?" He said, "No," and went on talking to the other guy. I didn't move. He looked back over at me and I said, "Why not?" That was a question that got me my first sales job. He stared me down, and I'll never forget this because he snapped his fingers at me and says, "Come on, kid," and took me into the room. He taught me how to prospect. If I hadn't asked that question that day, then who knows how my life would be different. Today, he is unequivocally the best telephone trainer in the planet. There's nobody more masterful at running the biggest telemarketing rooms in the planet than Dave Yoho Jr.
You know, one of the benefits of asking is you can have a much more luxurious and fulfilling lifestyle. You get more of the perks, more of the benefits that sometimes we don't experience because we don't ask. Patty Aubrey, who we've mentioned earlier as the president of Chicken Soup for the Soul Enterprises, started out as my secretary almost 12 years ago now. So after she took her first seminar with me, she married her husband, Jeff. When she asked her husband, Jeff, where he wanted to go for their honeymoon, he said, "Come on, honey, let's go to Maui. Make arrangements for something really special." So she did. She reserved a beautiful suite at one of the nicest hotels on the island. And when she told Jeff where they were staying, he said, "Great. Did you ask if they have 24-hour room service?" She did ask. And they said it wasn't 24-hour, but it was open until 2 a.m. Well, when they arrived at the hotel and they checked in, they immediately went to their room. And they were both dying of thirst, and they were hungry, and they couldn't wait to crack open the minibar and have a drink. And that's when they realized there wasn't one. Now, Patty and Jeff weren't really happy about this, but they decided nothing was going to ruin the special honeymoon trip. They would just forget about it. So they decided to call room service. A person on the other end of the phone told him that room service was only available from 6 to 10 in the morning and 6 to 10 at night. This was after 10 o'clock, 2 in the morning. So now they were upset. And she says, "Look, I'm going to take care of the problem." She goes downstairs to see the manager. And when she met the manager, she said, "Wait a second. I told you for $350 a day I expected room service and a minibar when I registered. The brochure and the people I spoke with assured me we'd have both." Well, the manager apologized and said, "Well, I understand, but there's nothing I can do. The kitchen is closed those hours, and there are no minibars anywhere on the property." And she started to get agitated with Patty. Well, Patty goes back to the room. She tells her husband what happened, and it might not seem like a big deal to the average person, but when someone guarantees something like this, they expect it. So her husband said, "Look, honey, it's our honeymoon. Let's not let this bother us." But Patty told me the next day she got up, and she said, "It still bothered me." She said, "Look, I'm going down to the manager, and I'm going to fix this." She said, "Working for Jack Canfield for all these years has ingrained ask into my brain. So what are they going to do to us? Worst case, we'll have to spend time in a suite without a minibar." So the next morning, Jeff's kind of embarrassed because he's not used to being this assertive and asking for what he wants in his life. And he sees his wife go down to see the head manager. Well, the head manager ended up being the son of the owner. And when Patty introduced herself and stated her case and said, "Look, I made it very clear to your reservationist that having room service and a minibar was important to me, and that person assured me it was no problem. And now I'm here and it is a problem. What I want is the following. I want a room that will be able to supply me with food and drinks 24 hours a day." Well, then the manager explained that the only rooms that had refrigerators were the villas that were up on the water, and they went for $895 a day. Patty looked at him and smiled and said, "Well, fine. That's where I'd like to stay, and I would like it for the price of my suite." Well, 5 minutes later, he came out of his office and said, "Here are your keys for the villa, Mrs. Aubrey. I hope you enjoy your stay." And that's exactly what they got, an $895 room for $350, because she had the willingness to simply ask.